doctor thought it had a verse on my mind, and if I don't get rid of it, I'll probably lose a night's sleep. And I don't want to do that. 1 Samuel 30, please, and one verse only, and that is verse 6. 1 Samuel 30 and 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, and David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. The little sentence that I'm impressed with, and that I'm going to get rid of just now, is the end of the verse, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You remember that? And David encouraged himself on the Lord his God. The first speaker tonight made a remark that I caught. The second people person made a remark that I caught. I put them both together, and both of them put together led me to the verse I read with you in 1 Samuel 30. What the first brother said was, give them plenty of the book of God, I say amen to that. There's no substitute for a Sunday school teacher. And I tried the job for 20 years. And the first class I took, I had to get the children to find the place for me. I'm not going to delay on that. I want you to encourage yourself in the Lord you will go. And you'll come to a place where nobody else can encourage you, only the Lord. But they'll have to keep in good friends with them. Our first brother said quite a lot of good things. And the one I caught was, give them plenty of the Bible. There's no substitute for that, brother. You say, we know that. Yes. The people that Peter wrote to knew quite a lot of things. But he didn't write to tell them anything new. He wrote for to stir up the pure mind by way of remembrance. Let me do the same with you tonight. Give them plenty of the Bible. It's settled in heaven. It'll never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word shall not pass away. And the word of the Lord endureth forever. Give them plenty of the Bible. But don't you think, please, for a moment, that you can run the country on Saturday night? And make a sign of a fool yourself and get help from God. You can't do it. You may lose illustrations. We don't find fault with that if they're wise. A good illustration, a good thing. But you can't live what way you like during the week. Run the country on Sunday. Or spend a couple of hours at the TV and get God to help you on Sunday. You can't do it. The other remark, the second speaker made, was visit the houses. I'm a firm believer in that. Always was, and I hope always will be. A little word of advice, if you please, about visiting house. If you were too proud to visit dirty little houses in Bath Street, you were too proud to be a teacher. And if I were the superintendent, I wouldn't do your class. God can get nowhere with proud people, only take the pride out of them. Visit their house. Whether they're sick or not, whether they're absent or not, don't wait for the lack of that. But in your class, you are their teacher, and God will hold you responsible. It's just as solemn to teach a Sunday school class as it takes to stand and preach the gospel. And I hope with all of you it's obnoxious to listen to a lot of jokes and things on the platform. In the gospel meeting, it's either heaven or hell. It's the same in the Sunday school class. I knew you could use simpler language.
I knew that all right.
I knew you could use illustration, good and simple, but always keep this one thing before you. It's that child as soul that I'm after. And if you get this in your mind, that it's a child's soul I'm after. And if it's not that, you shouldn't be a teacher. If you haven't got the salvation of the children before you, you shouldn't be a teacher. It's the first qualification for making a successful teacher. You want to see the children fail for eternity. And that our last brother made a remark before he sat down. I want to repeat it in different language. In these days, when there's so much damning religious infidelity, taught in the day schools, and the elementary schools, and the high schools of Ulster, put plenty of the Bible into the word Jesus said. Hope you think I'm not erratic. I'm talking about what I know. And I'm prepared to say that any place, any time, to anybody. And the only thing that will counteract the heresy that they heal on Sunday and the rubbish that they heal during the weekdays, such as evolution, which is a fraud and a farce and an insult to the monkey. I mean that, brother. I mean that. The only thing to counteract is a good old book of God. Give them plenty of it. Look at the whole. Did you do that? I sure did. I'm doing it yet. And when you get to a little home in a little back street, don't put your head in the air like as if you fell down from Jupiter. Get into the hole. Don't come out without praying. I'm speaking to sisters as well as brothers. And I'm as fond of assembly principle as any man on the platform, and a bit more than some of them. Even if there are men present, it's not assembly meeting that I may need. And though they won't listen to your preaching, and though they won't listen to your teaching, they'll be bound to listen to you as you get down to pray alongside of them. Oh, my friend, oh, it's a dirty house. You're stuck full of pride, that's your trouble. And there's no remedy for it. That's the good thing about it. But I tell you what, if you get this before you, which I hope you do, that I'm speaking to children now, that will soon be men and women of tomorrow, and are going out into the world to be an influence for good or evil, to win men for Christ or to damn them, and I'll keep their soul salvation before me. I'll visit them and I'll pray with them when I get there. Never mind the circumstances. Never mind the few jobs knocking about. Never mind the few cats knocking about. Leave your pride at home if you have any. Never mind the dust of the floor get down. And mark you, it's either heaven or hell for the people in the home and for the children you speak to. I built a house with an old woman. I want everybody to smiley, please. I built a house with an old woman. It's a little country house. I got this old woman to come to the meeting of the night on a contract. She never missed a night for 6 weeks. I called to pray with her before I left the country. And I got out to pray. So when you laugh, please. If I'm preaching what I don't practice, I'm a hypocrite. Don't listen to me. But I challenge you now. I got down to pray. The first thing I felt was my trousers sticking to the floor. Well, obviously. I felt God was going to help me to preach, to pray. And the next thing I felt was a cat on the back of my neck. Don't see, Taylor. And the third thing I felt was a little chicken on the heel of my boot. Ah, but brethren, in spite of all that, the blessed God send me a little help to pray, and I can pray when I can't preach. make you, O children, the subject of your prayer. Not only a little while on Sunday, but only a prophecy. Not only a big offering. Down to the shore. And pray for your children every day you live at least once. And ask God to give you real help and a real load to see these children saved. Look at their houses, certainly. And not very far from where we're sitting. There were a sister visited scholar, in a little back street. The mother was a Roman Catholic. The father was a Roman Protestant, and one's worse than the other. And this teacher insisted on the little girl coming to school. She did come. She prayed. You can't pray, there's something between your soul and God. Don't tell them you're backward because you don't believe that. If you've got a soul, a love for the soul, you not mind your backwardness. That's not the name for it. And some special meeting come along. And this girl teacher went back to get this woman who used to be a Roman Catholic. And she said no. And she went back again. And she prayed with her. And she got her. And she got saved. And she got applied in the fellowship. You see, visiting the homes of the children opens the door for you to get into the home to invite them to the gospel meetings when they come along. Are you doing anything at it? Are you doing anything at it? Is your Sunday school teaching only a pledge in the superintendent? Are you doing anything at it? Listen, mark this and mark well. Take a note of it, however you like. The North of Ireland will never know what's been accomplished by the Sunday school as I've met in every country I've been to, overseers, preachers, missionaries that used to be in the Sunday schools in Belfast and elsewhere. You go in for the soul salvation. You plead with them about that. You speak to them about that. You be honest with them. Be kind to them to be sure. Don't give them a lot of stuff that will do them no good. No inventions. No new things. For new things. A glorious gospel of the blessed God, 1 Timothy 11. The lever of God and the salvation, Romans 1:16, is all we needed in the north of Ireland this last 90 years, 40 years that I've been at it. And it's all we need still. I'm going to give you time to read that all. No new things, please, in your Sunday school. No matter who suggests them. And it's the church superintendent's business for to see that the classes are getting taught the blessed truth of God and that the teachers not do not, we could have the teacher removed either to another class or out of the school altogether. Some of these teachers are short, I'll grant you that. But let us face up to facts. You have to double the classes to be sure. You have to give one teacher two, sometimes three classes. Never mind that. Better to have that and one real teacher than somebody that's only playing at the job. So let's be business done for eternity. I don't suppose anybody ever made a worse shape of teaching a Sunday school than I did in the year 1906. I was forced to it, more or less. The 12th of July holidays came round, and the superintendent said to me, Frank, I'd like you to have to take a class that I thought I could take. No class. I'm not long saved, and I couldn't find a place. He said, I want you to take a class. I said, I can't do it. He said, I've doubled up five classes already. I'm taking two classes myself, and there's one left. See, I want you to take a try. There it is. Over there are a lot of little boys from 8 to 10, all Christian children. I see one of them in the meeting tonight in front of me. It's a good thing to be able to stand over what you say, especially on the platform, and especially with brethren. Now, to be fair, the younger must obey the older. And I went and sat down. And these little boys, they wanted to hear my twang, but I was just over from England after 12 years in there. I went there when I was 8 and I left when I was 20. And I couldn't do anything else. Only speak any. Well, in the Lord's name, will you use your own language and not try to be somebody else? Man, it's obnoxious. So I sat down among these little boys. They knew that I spoke English because they heard me telling our tale. And 10 of them got their heads right round me, and I got my head round them, and I said, Lord, help me, what will I say? I didn't know. And they were all waiting to hear what I would say. And I was waiting for to get something to say. And I think maybe Irish would help me, I don't know. And I stood and I began to speak. I said, we just sang wonderful things in the Bible, I see. And I said, now, we have been singing wonderful things in the Bible, I see. Although I said, we have been singing wonderful things in the Bible, I see. I know God will forgive me, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't speak any other way. Now, that got their attention. And I said, if we've been singing the hymn, truth, every one of you will tell me some wonderful thing you've seen in the Bible. So this little boy started off. He took 2 or 3 minutes at the woman of the well. Said, aye, that's good. I never heard tell of it in my life. Well, he wouldn't laugh if you heard, but I'm just telling you what happened. And I'm doing this to encourage young teachers. Can't even in the English dictionary. That's such in the sense of Aiden Hall. Anybody can say a charm. And I said, now it's your turn. And this little boy, he started to tell me about a woman and the Lord Jesus at the well. Yes, I said, that's quite good, my boy, though I never heard tell of it before. And then I said, it's your turn now. And he told me 2 or 3 minutes about a blind man that the Lord Jesus healed. I won't go over it all. But the whole 10 of them took 2 or 3 minutes each. And I give them all credit for doing well, and they didn't know whether they were doing well or not. But do you know, whenever they got round and all told them a little story, the bell rang, it's 4:05, and like the Apostle Paul, I thank God and took courage, and I'm going on steady. Love your scholars, visit your scholars, pray with your scholars, pray with them in the home, pray with the parlor. Pray with them all, it's either heaven or hell. Mash that well as you speak to your children, and don't tell them a lot of things that you're necessary. Psalm 126. Precious things. What is that? That's the blessed book of God. There's no substitute for it. Keep on it, dear brethren and sisters in Christ. It's the only thing God has promised to bless. He has always blessed it, and he will bless it in the future, and avoid new things, no matter who introduces them in the Sunday school. There's no substitute for the blessed book of God. First Samuel 30, and I finish. David encouraged himself in the law of his God. You'll get plenty of discouragement, so did I. You'll get discouraged by the teachers, other teachers. And you'll get discouraged maybe by the superintendent who doesn't understand you. You'll get discouraged by the scholars. And a whole lot of other things you maybe get discouraged in the home. And when you get there, remember it's the Lord, he's God. And when they were going to stone David, after all his kindness to them, were going to stone David, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Many a time, I done the same when I was teaching class for 20 years. I loved it. I would have stayed there. Only I had to clear out to the Sunday school and go to preach the gospel because I wouldn't join the union and I had to leave my job and consequently I had to go to preach. God bless you, brother and sister in Christ. God bless you, teachers. But listen, it's not a play job. Get down to the play, and whatever difficulty may arise, take it to your God and Father, and encourage yourself in the Lord his God. Specially give him the Bible, as the first teacher said. Specially visit them, as the second preacher said. And certainly keep the soul's salvation before you, I saw. Don't forget that good big capital I. I saw five of my scholars saved and one stellar meeting in the assembly which I belong to. And the whole five of them belonged to the same family. One of them is a missionary in India. Another is the wife of a fisher. And I think the other three has gone home to heaven. David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. You do the same, and God bless you. And may you have the incalculable joy of seeing your children getting saved for eternity and growing up to be men and women for God, for our Lord Jesus Christ.